Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, today we are talking about the issue of employment for people with disabilities. Patty Sabonk from the Indiana Alliance for Full Participation is here to talk about that. Hi Patty, how are you?
Good morning, how are you today?
Good, nice to see you.
Great.
Okay, now this is an important issue, isn't it?
Don't you think? Absolutely.
So why is it so important for people with disabilities to have the issue of employment be an issue for them?
I think one of the things that we are really striving today is that employment is first. We really want to have that initiative that individuals with disabilities have the same opportunities or should have the same opportunities to work as anyone else. And I think that getting information out to the public on the benefits of hiring someone with a disability is very important. So I'm here to represent several different areas with that. Again, I am with Sycamore Services, and I am also the co-president of INAPSI, which is an organization that strictly works with individuals with disabilities on striving to improve and expand their opportunities for employment. We are really looking at moving towards employment first initiatives. And that's where I think the Alliance joined teams with the INAPSI.
Okay, on a state level in Indiana, what do you see are the challenges in getting employment for people with disabilities?
I think today with the economy, everybody is looking for jobs. So we have to come up with different initiatives and different ways to show the public that hiring someone with a disability is not going to cost them money, that it is not going to be a detriment to them. It's going to be a benefit. With unemployment rates high, we again want to show that we have opportunities that will expand that.
And why do you feel that some employers are like, well, we don't want to hire these people?
I think they think it's going to cost them money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that there was a survey with employers, and 90% of them companies that were interviewed through Chamber of Commerce and manufacturers, it didn't cost any more for their insurance or for their high risk or for their liability. I think, again, they think the accommodations. Most companies reported that it costs less than $600 for an individual who might need an accommodation to work for their company. Turnover rate. With an individual with a disability, we're talking 8%. So it's going to be definitely a benefit. Again, I think we need to just show employers that this is a possibility. I think sometimes they're afraid. Sometimes they think that it's going to take more work, where in fact, supported employment will come in and will provide those supports. We'll provide that opportunity to the employer, and it actually is going to benefit. And I think that consumers and the public who will hire, or not hire, but purchase from that company, see that as a benefit. They find that the company is much more presentable, and I think that is a huge impact as well.
But what do you feel is still a roadblock to getting where you want to be?
Perception. I think it's still the perception of the public on what an individual can do. I think, again, we go back to thinking, oh, they can bus tables or they can, you know, do the simple jobs. Where, in fact, we have individuals who are working in high-level positions,
mm-hmm.
and their disability is not inhibiting them from making a very nice wage and performing a job that you and I and everybody can do as well.
Patty, you said that you work with INAPSI as well. So how do they help people with disabilities get employment and start that process?
INAPSI is an organization, and we have memberships all across the state of Indiana. Community rehabilitation providers and ARC members are a part of that. And what they basically do, we'll get a referral from vocational rehabilitation. And as we work with them, we also work with their benefits. And I think that's a big scare to families and to the individual.
It's huge, yeah.
If they have a check coming in monthly and they go to work, what's going to happen?
Yeah, right.
That is one of the things that Voc Rehab, Vocational Rehabilitation, has worked with, and they provide a benefits analysis. And we go through with each individual that's going to work. If you work, how many hours? What will your benefits be? How much money will you get? And I think the common perception to individuals with disabilities and their families is that I'm going to lose that check. How am I going to pay my rent next month?
Mm-hmm.
But what we try to show them is not only are you going to gain more money by working, because your benefits are going to be reduced, but your income is going up. It is also then benefiting the state because the taxes are going to go down and the individual is contributing to that payroll as well in the taxes. So again, I think just some training, some knowledge to families will definitely benefit on that benefit side.
I looked on your Facebook page the other day and there was a announcement about the 6th Annual Organizational Change Forum in September. Talk about that. It says it's designed to be interactive and action-oriented. What can people expect?
The exciting part is this is a national convention, and it's going to be here in Indiana, and it's going to be at the Hilton downtown on September 22nd and 23rd. And I think, again, just bringing in some of the named, you know, the well-known names and showing that, that this is, we are going to make a change. We are going to improve what opportunities are out there. And this is where the 100 jobs comes into play. NAPSE is working with the Alliance for Full Participation and the Organizational Change in coming up to showing that there are jobs and success stories. And so we want to show that initiative, and we're asking for the help throughout the state for agencies to send in stories about individuals with disabilities who have successfully maintained their job, a little bit about why they've went to work with the agency that has provided them that job, you know, what wage they're making, you know, what kind of supports they needed, have they advanced. We're not asking for a 10-page story. We're really just asking for one or two paragraph. And how many years they've been employed. I think that's a key. And we really want to show that the businesses, what benefit are we having for businesses to hire?
So how can people, they say, hey, I have an inspirational story. I want you to hear about it. How can they submit those?
My information is Patty Sabanc, or PSSEBANC at sycamoreservices.com. We also have information on our Facebook for the Alliance for Full Participation that gives that information. Then also for the Organizational Change Forum, if they want more information about that, and if they want to register or know how to register, they can go to the www.iidc.indiana.edu. That page will direct them to the Facebook, to for AFP, and to all the information that they would need. And then in APSE, I'll forget my acronyms right today, we have a webpage as well. And that would give information about employment and would give employers information about disability as a win-win, why they should hire, and about myths. And we have fact sheets that are available to give out.
Patty, thank you so much. This is amazing, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much to our listeners, and have a good day today. Bye-bye.